Unit 7, Napoleon. Napoleon was a great French general who was able to take over the French Empire and rule the country without question for many years. The reason for his success was that he was able to win over the hearts of the people by showing what a disaster the current government was causing for them. He urged them to support him and made it clear that with their support, he would chip away the many problems with the government and make a perfect country. Taking over the country entirely, Napoleon arranged the government to place him in the highest position, imposing strict laws on any opposition and securing the position of emperor. He effectively took complete control of France and was the undisputed ruler. For many years, Napoleon as emperor attempted to build France's influence over the world. He commanded his men in the battlefield and attempted to take on some of the world's strongest countries like Britain and Russia. His unique battle strategies were taken from ancient times. By investigating the battle formations of the ancient Romans and adopting them to fit the modern age, Napoleon found ways of defeating almost any enemy he came into contact with. He would normally attack in distinct phases, sending in his infantrymen first to provoke the enemy to face him on an open field. Following this, his secondary forces would charge the front lines and break through the enemy with relative ease. Complete victory occasionally happened, but most of the time, Napoleon's opponents would withdraw, and fall back into another location. As time went on, the emperor found himself excluded from political conversations, and he knew that his reign was ending. The great empire that he built with his army was in a state of rapid decline. Decline due to unfavorable economic conditions and rampant hunger throughout the country. Many rumors spread that his rule was no longer necessary and that France should return to its democratic roots. Napoleon lacked the support needed to combat these claims, and he was sent into exile on the small island of Elba.